Welcome to the Planning and Community Development meeting for Monday, November 20th. Mm-hmm. I am Kathy Hogarty, the chair, attending remotely today. And on site, we have Council Member Deshaun Quinn and Council Member Thomas McLeod. We have one item on the agenda, and it is regarding an ordinance modifying the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee makeup and operations, and we have Brandon Miles presenting.
Good evening, Councillor. I am reporting live from the University of Washington, the hopefully soon to be PAC 12 champion after they beat the Cougs in the Apple Cup this weekend. Okay, so this is a very, so as the Councillor knows, we have a Lodging Tax Advisory Committee, which is required by state law since we collect the lodging tax. The committee has to be broken off, half of hoteliers, half non-hoteliers, with a council member serving as the chair. State law only requires that we have five members of the LTAC. We had seven when the LTAC was first formed in the 90s. In the early 2000s, we upped it to nine. And we are proposing, we'd like to go back down to seven members. We have two vacancies, one hotel, one non-hotel, so no one has to term off. It makes an easier committee to administer. It also is allows us to recruit better, especially on the hotel side. So that's one change we are proposing. The other change is housekeeping. We have an annual report that's due. Our code requires it to be due December 31st, but we report to the state at the end of April, and so we would like to line those up and have the LTAC report due at the end of June. So that's just simply a housekeeping item to line up better with how we report to the state of Washington. So happy to answer any questions the committee might have.
Thank you. Councilmember Quinn, questions and or comments?
No questions. I'm supportive.
Councilmember McLeod, questions and or comments?
One question. You want to report to the council on June 30. Why not April 30 when you said the other report was due? That seems a long ways into the new year to talk about what happened last year.
So we could definitely do it April. The state sometimes has changed its own reporting requirements. And so usually what I'm reporting to the state is very analytic, and what I would like to propose when I report to the council is a more polished presentation. So we definitely do both. That's just been kind of our typical turnaround that we were thinking. But we could do end of April if that works for the committee.
Well, I would just say that
later.
The current date is 12/31. Mm-hmm. So we've upped it by 6 months. I think that's fine.
The normal date is 12/31 of the next year?
Well, it's 12, yeah, of the next year. So.
Okay, so now we're fluid, is that right?
Yes. So to Councilmember Quinn's point, yes. So what happens is I can't do any report until my recipients report back to me, and they typically have until January or February to get back to me. So then my reporting deadline would be at the end of the year, and so we are bumping it up to have it be done sooner in June while it's fresh on staff's mind and fresh on everyone's mind.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. I'm in support.
All right. And I know this has been discussed in the past to do these two things. And so these are familiar, and I am in support of both issues. The moving it to 6 months, there's nothing really that I think is like time sensitive as far as policy, in addition to the fact that that gives you more time to have people get in their parts of the reports. And then the 7 to 5, I think we've all been on chairing this committee and realizing, excuse me, from 9 to 7, not 7 to 5, pardon me, that that we usually only get 7 at a meeting anyway. So thank you. I'm in support. Now the question is, fellow council members, are we in support to forward this to the next committee of the whole and then to the consent agenda, or can we put this directly onto the consent agenda with this packet and the minutes reflected in December 4th? Questions for my council members?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with it.
Okay, so we will get this, we'll get the packet. This will be in the consent agenda along with hopefully the minutes, because you can turn those around real fast. Do you have any problem with that, Brandon?
I don't. I do want to check with the clerk's office and the counselor analyst. This is an ordinance, and while we put them in consent agenda before, usually it's after it goes to COW. I'm happy. It's less work for me, but let me check with the clerk's office and the counselor's office.
Okay, you can just send us an email and let us know, follow up, just or we'll just see it in the packet, either way, because it is pretty much housekeeping. So, right. Is that okay, my fellow council members?
Yep. Yes.
All right. Okay. Is there any other business for the good of the order? No miscellaneous? We are adjourned.